All right, good evening, everyone. We were told to go ahead and get started, so that's what we're going to do. You having a good time so far? This is a wonderful, wonderful occasion this morning. This beautiful place here, just God has really blessed the Aiken Church. I'm just so glad that we are part of it, so thank you for inviting us to come and try to cheer us up as we try to cheer you up, okay? Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you so much once again for giving us an opportunity to come and to share in this great occasion that you have blessed the Aiken Church in a mighty way. Lord, continue to bless them. I know they have a goal of cutting this thing in half in 10 years, and I know you are able and you're willing to do it. So, Lord, touch the hearts of the members and those who are willing to share in this responsibility. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us. We want to be ready when you come. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Echo the hilltops, proclaiming the plains. Jesus is coming again. Coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain. Jesus is coming again. He's coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again.
Whoa, come along,
come along, my friends, come along,
yes, and
get aboard and ride this train. You know there's nothing on this train to lose, but everything. Come along, my friends,
come along,
yes, and get aboard and ride this train. You know there's nothing on this train to lose, but everything to gain.
Now listen, singing new. The gospel train is coming. But he didn't say when, but y'all know what.
Hello.
Get your houses in order, because the Lord is coming again. The one thing I know,
there's nothing on this train to lose, but everything to gain.
So come along, now
come along, my friends,
yeah.
You know there's nothing on this train to lose, but everything to gain.
I got one more verse for you. The word of God said Jesus is coming. Coming back here again. One thing I do know, Lord, you didn't say when, but y'all know what.
Hello.
Get your houses in order, because the Lord, he's coming again. One thing I know,
there's nothing on this train to lose, everything to gain.
So come along, people. Now come along, my friends.
Come along, yes, and get aboard and ride this train. You know there's nothing on this train to lose, but everything to gain.
Can we say amen? It's time for the gospel train, is that right? He's coming. Jesus is coming soon. You know, the Golden Bells, we go way back over from the Aiken Church back in the 70s, I believe, when I first started with the group. We just come over here and fellowship and sing. And somehow, in some way, we never got disconnected. And I'm the only one left in the group. So they remembered the original group of the old Golden Bells. But these guys here, they keeping the quartet going. And to my left is Brother Clifton Holloman. He came in from North Carolina and joined the Ebenezer Church. And he said, "It's just brother sang like Sam Cooke. We need to get him in the group." And so Brother Clifton Holloman came in and sang in baritone and lead. And being with us about how many years now? About 17 years. Give him a hearty amen. God bless the group. And then on my far end over there is Brother Phil Avery. He was with the group when he was a little boy, about 3 years old. He used to follow us around, and with everywhere we go, he said, "I want to be a Golden Bell. I want to be a Golden Bell." So he grew up, and so we adopted him in the group. He was a tenor, so that we can kind of convert him into a bass. So Brother Philip Avery is our bass. How long you been with us, Phil?
Oh, over 40 years.
How many years?
Over 40.
Oh, yeah. You've been around a not long time. Years. Come on, I came out here, man. And so each time the group was kind of like somebody trying to pull out a little bit. So I'd be kind of losing our first tenor. And we said, "We need a fresh tenor. We need a tenor. We got to keep going. God has called us for a special mission." And so we got to have a fresh tenor. And lo and behold, Brother Joseph came to Augusta, Georgia.
Amen.
And he sat in the church for a while. He never said, he was real quiet, wouldn't say nothing. So we said, So one day in the choir, he was singing with the choir. And I heard his voice. I said, "Hey, that brother can sing tenor." I said, "Come on, audition with us." And so he came down that night and rehearsed with us. And so Joseph, sober Joseph, you have been with us how long now?
This is my fourth year.
Fourth year. So God keeping the group going. Every time one passed, God would bring somebody else in, so we're keeping us going.
Amen.
So we want to praise God that this mission he given to us, he will not let it die. This group is going on for the last 45 years, and so God is good. Okay? Thank you, fellas. You're so good. Sometimes I get excited about singing these songs because they become a part of me, and I just love it. So if you ever needed the Lord before, guess what? Be sure to need him now, right? If you ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. Oh, we sure do need him now.
My Lord, I say
we sure do need him now.
Oh, brother, if you ever needed the Lord before,
we sure do need him now. And we need him every day and every hour, every hour.
If we
ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. Oh, we sure do need him now. We sure do need him now.
Ever
needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now.
and we need him every day and every hour, every hour. We need him in the morning, 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 we need him in the noonday. 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 We need him in the night. 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 And when the stars are bright, Lord, if you ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. And oh, we sure do need him now. We sure do need him now.
Oh, brother,
if you ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. And we need him. We need him when we burden.
When we burden.
We need him when we burden. We need him when we burden. We need him when we sad. We need him when we sad.
We need him when we sad.
We need him when we sad. We need him when we sad. We need him when we happy. We need him when we happy.
We need
him when we happy. We need him when we happy. And when our hearts are glad, Lord, if you ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. And oh, we sure do need him now.
My Lord, I think
we sure do need him now.
Oh, brother,
if you ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. And we need him every day and every other Lord.
I thought number one would surely be me.
Ooh, ooh,
then I thought I could be what I wanted to be. Then I thought I could build on life sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. See, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees is where I learn to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. It's something else I thought. See, I thought I could do a lot on my own. Yes, then I thought I could make it
There's a mighty big man, but I can't even walk, oh Jesus, without you holding my hand. You see, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees is where I learned to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I was down on my knees is where I learned to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Amen. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful, though? There's nothing that we can do unless God is holding our hand. I get emotional with these songs. I don't know about you. It just touches my heart. And I'm about to settle down, because they say I'll start crying in a minute.
Amen.
But I just love the goodness of God, and I love the way he operates and how he blessed the song that we sing. You know, we go to the hospitals and we have witness occasions where people on their dying beds and the intensive care and the nurses would, you know, say, you know, only two at a time, and we'll say, well, the quartet is here, the Golden Bells is here, we want to sing to the patients. And they're there, but no question. They're like, oh, come on in. They never seen or heard of it before. They said, come on, come on in. And so this particular night, Brother Clifton, I had a burden on his heart to go see somebody tonight. It was around 9:30 at night, one night, to go by the hospital and see somebody. I don't forgot who it was. But anyway, we went out to the hospital that night. It was after hours, and they let us in. We finally got into the hospital to see this patient. And let me calm down. So what happened that night? After we got there, they was you just can't go in the hospital and sing in the intensive care to all the patients, because some people are sick and they don't want to hear no noise per se. But this particular nurse says she opened the doors. And she said, you all just walk around the rooms and sing to everybody.
Amen. Amen.
So we knew that was a no-no, because you just can't do that in the intensive care. She said, I'm the head nurse. I'm showing my Pretty authority. She didn't know she was being used by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so we began to walk down the hall, around the area. We were singing some songs. And we got to a part, we sung a little, one voice of this fellow helped me out. We got to one room, we kind of paused, we said, pass me not, O gentle
Savior.
Hear my
humble cry.
Calling, Lord,
do not pass me by.
And then we kept on walking. And that song was touched somebody's heart. We don't know who heart is touched. And we went down to this last room. We sung several songs. we won't make it too long. But we got down to the last room, and this song came up to our hearts.
Amazing grace,
oh Lord,
how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
She had a son there, and the son, like he was about 35 years old, and he didn't look like he was sick. And she said, pray for my son, pray with my son. And we prayed, and we sung, and we prayed for that son, with that young man. And he started finally moving his feet. And so we left. She said, can I get one of your cards? I gave her a card, and we left. And about 3 days later, she called and said, my son passed. But you never know what you did for him. The songs touched his heart. And we don't know that he gave his life to the Lord. We don't know that. But God knows it.
Amen.
He only had 3 days to go. And the Holy Spirit touched this man's heart for us to go by. And compelled to go by the hospital that time of night. And the nurse compelled us to go and sing to everybody to save this young man's life.
Amen.
Who knows? That might have been his last chance to give his life to the Lord.
Oh, yes.
And then she called. She said, I don't know you guys. She said, but do you have a CD? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, can I get one? I want to play it at the funeral. She said, we live in Tipton, Georgia. I want to play that CD at my son's funeral. Thank you all so much for letting God use you all. God is no respect to person. Matter of fact, it wasn't one of us. God is no respect to color. His Holy Spirit dwells in everybody.
Amen.
Oh, man. We have so many testimonies, we can't get into it right now. But Joseph got a song that's so dear to his heart. That we gonna sing this song next. If he want to tell something, he don't have to. But we all know in the by and by why how God works in mysterious ways.
God is good.
Amen.
All the time, God is good. You know, at times in life we go through struggles and we probably wondering, Lord, why me? But you know, the truth about it is, somewhere in the sweet by and by, we'll understand why. Father alone will know all about it.
Yes, Lord.
Father
alone will understand why. Tried we of
why it should be on the day long, while there are
understand it one day, isn't that right? In the by and by, one day we understand it. God is so good, folks. I tell you, if we had all day and all night to tell the testimony that we have had and been through, it was just like, it would be like, can God do all of that? Did God do all of this? Is God is, all things you say, God is good.
Amen.
And Brother Phil, going to introduce the next song for us.
Well, this come my time. Y'all gonna have to pray with me on this, because right now lunch is taking a toll on me. But to tell you my testimony, it started in 1964.
You ain't a lot of people.
Ain't that old, man?
Yes, I am. It started in 1964, but I'm not going to take you that far back. It started when I was coming into the church. I was 4 years old, and we was down at that time. I don't know if you remember Overthorpe Park. Anybody here remember that? Well, it was on the banks of Savannah River, which is the former what's it called? Riverwalk. But my mother used to take us down there, and we used to play by the banks of the river, and then on Saturday we would have dinner down there, lunch. And so this particular Saturday came by, and we was down there playing, and my whole family sings, and we love music. We love music, and we heard some guys singing. And so I went and I heard these guys singing. I said, Mom, there's some guys down on the other side singing, but there's some music I ain't never heard before. I said, they ain't got no instruments or nothing, and they just sound like I hear instruments, and they up there singing and all. And I said, well, Mom, let's go down and see what's going on. So we went down there, and we just kind of strolled by. And at that time, the Golden Bells was practicing for a tent revival that they had to sing that night. And so while we was there passing by, we decided to stop, the whole family. It was all six of us. I have four sisters and one other brother. So with me included, it was six of us in all, six kids. And so we was just amazed. And so we sit through one song, and then before you know it, we had sat through five songs that they were singing. And so they said, well, if you want to hear some more music, just come down to the revival. And so we asked where the place was, and then we all went home, got dressed and everything, and we came down to hear some more singing. So we came down to the tent effort that night, and the Golden Bells were singing, and they said, well, they're going to be singing tomorrow night also if you want to come back by. So before long, we was there every night. And the tent effort was for about, it looked like it was about a month.
6 weeks.
It was 6 weeks. And so every night we was there. And coming up on the last 3 weeks, they formed a community choir. And that was down our alley, because we know about choirs. We had about six of us already there. So we joined that community choir, and before long we joined the church, and we became an Adventist. But my thrill was still wanting to be one of those Golden Bells, because they touched my heart when I was 8 years old. I said, Lord, you know, I don't sing like that bass, but if I can sing like that bass, maybe some way I can fake it until I make it or whatever, you know. And so I had a high tenor. And so by me being so young and they being of age as they were, they didn't kind of want me to get in the groups. So I couldn't wait until I become a Golden Bell. So I decided to form a Golden Bell Juniors. And so what happened, by me singing tenor, I was the lead singer. I was the lead of the group. So when they had their concerts, the Golden Bells had the concert, the Golden Bell Juniors would come and do the intermission. And what we would do is give them a break and try to mimic what they were singing. But I still want to sing bass. So as time went on, singing at Golden Bells Juniors, I still hold the Lord to that blessing. He's going to bless me one day to sing bass. So as time went on, I formed another group at my high school called the Barbershop Quartet. I still want to sing quartet music. And so I was singing tenor at the time. And then I went through a transition time because the Lord was preparing me. So instead of me singing bass, I didn't have a voice at all. Every time someone would call the house to speak to someone like my sisters or something like that, they thought I was one of the girls on the phone, because they said, well, is this so-and-so? I'm like, no, this is Philip, you know? So I had to disguise my voice as being bass. And then after a year, I had to get out the group of the Golden Bells Juniors, and then when I turned 18, then the change had came. And so I was singing tenor and bass. And then, so every now and then the bass singer wouldn't be there and they would ask me to come along as a spare. So one year shows how the Lord worked things out. Well, this spare was asked to come and sing with the Golden Bells for a whole year because the bass singer, they had a hurricane that came down and, well, he was from one of the Caribbean islands. And the hurricane had came down just like it did here, but it just really tore up the islands. And he was asked to come back and build. He was a builder. And he was asked to come back and help build back the areas. And so he was gone for 2 years. Well, more than 2 years, about 4 years. And so 4 years had passed by and he wasn't there. And so I became one of the Golden Bells. So, you know, of seniors. And so when he come back,
he was out.
They said, well, you know, you kind of rusty, so we're gonna use that bass. And so this song that we're gonna sing is Talk About Jesus, because I wanted to talk about Jesus when I was 8, and I'm still talking about Jesus now. So Talk About Jesus. That's what we're gonna sing.
Oh, there's a man.
Talk about Jesus
in my soul.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus.
Free from sin.
Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus.
Free from sin.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk about my Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
Oh, man.
Talk about Jesus.
From Galilee.
Talk about Jesus.
I'm gonna put on
my talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus.
And take my stand.
Talk about Jesus.
Oh, yes, I am.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus.
Talk about my Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus
from Galilee.
Talk about Jesus.
Gave sight
about Jesus
to the blind.
Talk about Jesus
and the
rest. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. About Jesus.
Talk about my Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
The man.
Talk about Jesus
from Galilee.
About Jesus.
I'm gonna put on
about Jesus. Talk about Jesus.
Stand
about Jesus.
Get on bending knees
about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus.
Let us talk
about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus, because he's been so good to me.
Now let us sing
about Jesus.
Sing
about Jesus.
Sing
about Jesus, because he's been so good to me.
Jesus.
Talk about
Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
Oh, man.
Talk about Jesus.
From Galilee.
Talk about Jesus.
Gave sight.
Talk about Jesus.
To the blind.
Talk about Jesus.
And the rest.
Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus.
Jesus.
About Jesus.
Talk about my Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
Oh, man.
Talk about Jesus.
From Galilee.
Talk about Jesus.
I'm gonna put on.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk
about
Jesus.
Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus.
Talk
about Jesus. Because he's been so good to me.
And now let us sing, 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 sing.
About Jesus.
Sing, sing, sing.
About Jesus.
Sing, sing, sing.
About Jesus. Because he's been so good to me.
Has it been good to you? Oh, yeah, he's a good God. You know, she told us to sing about 45 minutes, something like that. So is it okay if we got 15 minutes to go? Is it okay? Are you getting tired? Okay, well, we can last another 15 minutes, okay. But God is good. Now, this is my brother's here favorite song. He always said, if y'all don't want to go, I'll go myself. He likes to say that. If y'all don't want to go, I go myself. He's talking about the Christian. You know, if anybody in the family don't want to follow the Lord, just go by yourself, okay? Lord, I go. If nobody else go but me.
I'll go if I have to go by myself.
Have to go by myself.
Lord, I said I'll go if I have to go. By myself,
have to go by
but
myself.
I said, oh Lord, if my mother
don't go,
or my father
don't go,
or my sister
don't go,
or my brother
don't go,
say I go if I have to go by myself.
Have to go
by
myself.
Lord, I said I'll sing. If I have to sing by myself,
have to sing by
myself. But it gets lonely sometime, but I'll sing. If I have to sing by myself,
have to sing by
but
myself.
But I said, oh Lord, if my mother
don't sing,
or my father
don't sing,
or my sister
don't sing,
or my brother
don't sing.
Say I'll sing if I have to sing by myself.
Have to sing by myself.
Lord, I said I'll pray if I have to pray by myself.
Have to pray by myself.
It gets lonely sometimes, but I'll pray if I have to pray by myself.
Have to pray by myself.
But I said, oh Lord, if my mother
don't pray,
or my father
don't pray,
or my sister
don't pray,
or my brother
don't pray,
say I pray if I have to pray by myself.
Have to pray by myself.
Lord, I said I'll shout if I have to shout by myself.
Have to shout by myself.
Get lonely sometime, but I'll shout if I have to shout by myself.
Have to shout by myself.
But I said, oh Lord, if my mother
don't shout,
or my father
don't shout,
or my sister
don't shout,
I've got three brothers,
don't shout.
Said I'll shout if I have to shout by myself.
Have
I think
to shout
Phil
by
have
myself.
Oh Lord, send me.
Send me, I'll go.
Lord, send me.
Send me, I'll go.
Let this old world.
Send me, I'll
Lord,
go.
Lord, it's gonna reel and a rock.
Send me, I'll
yeah,
go.
Lord, send me.
Send me, I'll
yeah,
go.
There's only one train.
Send me, I'll
yeah,
go.
There's longest track.
Send me, I'll go.
It runs to heaven.
Send me, I'll
yeah,
go.
And then right back.
Just send me, I'll go.
Well, I'll go if I have to go by myself.
Have to go by myself.
Lord, I said I'll go if I have to go by myself.
Have to go by myself.
Sometimes
if my mother
don't go,
or my father
don't go,
or my sister
don't go,
or my brother
don't go,
said I'll go if I have to go by my, I have to go by myself.
Come down to the end of most of our conversations. We try to get real serious, real serious. I mean, real serious. We already serious, but we try to get real serious because it's a ministry, and right. The whole thing is about touching somebody's heart.
Amen.
And while we are trying to touch somebody's heart, God is touching our hearts, and we get really emotional, and it just. The son become a part of us. Whew. I have to quiet down a little bit. But God is good.
All right.
And so this song, you know, you got to be born again. We got to be born again. All of us realize before we get to the kingdom of heaven, we got to put off this old carnal state that we're in. Sometimes we have it and don't even know it that we still got it. And I was converted. I believe the Lord converted me in 1974. I really do believe that. But I'm still struggling. There are some times when the Holy Spirit had to just touch me on my back and says, you still got that. You need to overcome that one. And sometimes all of us are guilty of this, have been confronted with this road rage. And if you're not careful, when somebody come up to you in road rage, you get some all bent out of shape. Say, what you blowing your horn for? Why you cutting in front of me? And a lot of 9 out of 10 times I catch myself saying, man, what you doing? And then the Holy Spirit said, wait a minute now, you still got that little hot mind and then you still got it. You need to overcome that. So he reminds us at a certain time that somebody do something to you, if you still got what you had, you think you done lost it, God is trying to tell you, you still got it in your heart. You need to get it on out of there. You still better than there. Don't wake that old man up again, okay? Because he'll rise his ugly head up every so often. You have to knock it back down. So, I like this song. It says, you may think it's foolish what I'm about Ooh. To say. But I'm not ashamed. No, I'm not ashamed. One day I asked Jesus, take my sins away. And that's when I was born.
Change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again, it's all because of Calvary.
I'm so afraid, Lord, I'm so afraid. He said, Master, I believe. from God. And Jesus said, be born again.
Born again, that's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again, it's all because of Calvary. I'm glad, so glad that I change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again, it's all because of Calvary.
Sing them because it gets so emotional inside. The words of the song just mean so much to us. Well, we're going to close out with our favorite song. Anybody want to say one more before we close out with Hold Me and Hold Your Hand?
Anybody want to say favorite song. Let's close it out.
Okay, we're going to close out with this one. This is one that we adopted about 3 months ago, and it became real dear to our hearts. This man had this preacher. He was preaching for all his life, a young man. He was preaching, and all of a sudden he got a blood disorder. Something happened to his blood, and it was terminate. They couldn't do anything about it. It was going all over his body, and the disease was going all over his body. And he said, Lord, why did you call me to preach, and you're taking me away? He was a powerful preacher. He was bringing in souls into the kingdom. And he said, oh, I can understand it, Lord. Why do you call me to preach? You're taking me away. And his congregation found and heard that he was terminate. And his wife got the congregation on outside of the hospital room, outside of the building, and they raised the window up. And they prayed loud. His whole church came and he prayed. And they prayed that God would heal him. So he went back, and then he said a doctor, this is a true story, says doctor came in there in the room the next day, a young good-looking man, had on a white coat. And he says, I want to make one last examination of you. And he took out his spectroscope and he put it in his on his chest. He said, "Oh man, I feel your blood is running real strong, man." Say, "Your blood is running." Say, "Your blood is purifying your body, man." Says, "I can hear something that the other doctors can't hear." He said, "I can see something the other doctors can't see." He said, "I feel something." Say, "Your blood is running all over your body, man." He said, "You're gonna be all right." He said, "Doctor, who are you? Who sent you in here?" He said, "Don't worry about it. You're gonna be all right." And the doctor went out the door. It's a true story. The doctor went out the door. And his real doctor came in a couple of hours later. He said, "Doctor, who was that man you sent in here to examine me? He telling me that he could find something. He sees something in me that you all didn't see." He said, "I ain't sending nobody. I didn't see nobody in there." He said, what is his name?" He said, "He didn't give me his name. Didn't have no name on his coat." Says, "A young man, good looking young man." He said, "I don't know who it was." He said, "But he gave me hope that I'm going to be all right." He said, "Do you not know?" Within a month's time, he went in there in that hospital in a wheelchair. In a month's time, he walked out of there. He was healed completely. And he goes, and so his doctor told him, says, "Now, I don't know who this doctor was," said, "but if you don't get a bill," said, "muscle for Jesus."
Dr. Jesus.
See, if you don't get a bill, now you muscle with Jesus. He says, 4 or 5 years later, he go all over the country preaching and testifying that testimony. And somebody in the audience says, "Have you got a bill?" He said, "No, haven't got one yet." So it must have been Jesus came in there and healed him.
Amen. Amen.
He's still alive. Jesus is still working miracles. It's happening every day. Hold me in the hollow of your hand. That's what he preaches about now. Just Jesus, just hold me, and I'll do what you want me to do.
Singing Almighty God,
is you
just hold me
Jesus
in the hollow of your hand.
Please, Lord, just hold me
in your hand,
singing on.
Hold me
Jesus,
in the hollow of your hand.
Please, Lord, just hold me, Jesus,
in your hand.
Lord, want me to go. Yes, Lord, and I'll do. Yes, I will, Lord, what you want me to do. All I want you to do, Jesus, is you just
hold me,
Jesus,
in the hollow.
Want me to sing.
Ooh.
Lord, and I'll preach, Lord. Yes, I will, Lord. If you want me to preach, all I want you to do, Jesus, is you. Just
hold me.
Hold me. Hold me, Jesus.
In the hollow.
Hold me, Lord. God to hold you today. Don't let you go. Please just ask him to hold you in his hands through all kind of troubles and trials and tribulations. He will hold you.
Mighty
He will see you through
God.
It. He will see you through it to a brighter day. You just
hold me.
Hold me. Hold me, Jesus.
In the hollow.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Okay, thank you. God bless you so much.
Well, thank you so much for the golden bells. What a blessing. Are you happy? I would like to invite my deacon right now. We will express our happiness in a very special way. We are really grateful for the group to come from Augusta. And at this moment, we would like to collect like a love offering, whatever the Lord put in your heart for our group here. That will be appreciative. And Robert, can you help us with that, please? And I need another deacon here, so I will call my dear brother in love if you can help me here.
They want to sing a, sing a short one while you're taking up the offering.
Oh, don't forget the family prayer.
Oh, Lord, my Jesus, He will meet you.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you again to the group for blessing us today. And this is our last part of the program today, and that was amazing. I really enjoy and being really blessed with your music. Thank you for being here. I would like to invite you to please stand. We will have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are very joyful for the program that we had today, for the blessing of the music, for the many things that you give us today. And we are asking you, Lord, for your company before that we depart from the church, that you continue guiding us and blessing us in this rest of the Sabbath. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Great day to everybody. Thank you for being here. God bless you.